This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I love this time of year, but I also sort of not like it. My youngest son, his birthday is on the 29th of December. So not only are you prepping for Christmas, but you're prepping for his birthday. Yeah, so we got that going. And, I'm not all about these gift-giving and things like that. People, Kevin, what do you want for Christmas? I don't want anything for Christmas. I get the things I want throughout the year. I don't understand why, people, what do you want for Christmas? I don't want anything. I got it. I got my health, people that love me, people like you that support me. Okay, I do want some Christmas. Y'all can send us a little money. You know what I want for Christmas? Honestly, I'd like for more people to get involved and help. Luckily, we've had some people contact us about being researchers, we've got lanes I like to put people in, but yeah, we've got people that are finally going, yeah, Kev, let's do something, man, because they get it. They understand the seriousness. 2020 is, we say this in each election cycle, but, in 2018 with the House, it wasn't the most important election of all time. This one is. If Trump loses, can you imagine what's going to happen if this man loses? If we lose the Senate, can you imagine what they're going to do? I mean, we're at the cusp of getting answers to everything we're supposed to be, know the answers to. Hillary Clinton's emails, this whole Russia thing, all this. This has all got to be resolved. The good news is it will be resolved before election time, thankfully, most of it. And it's going to reflect poorly on the Democrats. So think about that. And think about this holiday season where people are going against religious folks, pious people. They don't want you to say Christmas. They want you to talk about the holiday, whatever, because it could be offensive to people. I don't go to Jewish events and all they talk about is Hanukkah. I go, why ain't y'all got some Christian stuff going on up in here? I just accept that, okay, great. It's your time to celebrate your thing. No problem. No harm, no foul. But we've allowed leftists. We've allowed leftists to just take over this kind of stuff. And I say to people all the time, when are you going to fight back? This is truly the most important time of your life and battling for the things that are near and dear to you. And for the record, that are going to benefit the left. If we let them win, nobody benefits. They don't even benefit. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Get in the game, folks. I hope you have grown a pair before Thanksgiving. That includes women. I know it don't make you manly to grow a pair the way I'm talking about. Because let me tell you something. 8 years of Thanksgiving under Barack Obama. You had to listen to these sanctimonious leftists, gloat over their victory. Certainly year one. These suckers just, we are winners. When he was president-elect, year one. Technically, they gloated over nine because, you get president-elect. But let me tell you, you need to be the one gloating. These chumps, they celebrated one Thanksgiving with Barack Obama as president-elect. And then after that, he proved that he is as feckless, as worthless as anything out there. And you had a chance to gloat. And you know what? You didn't do it. And they spent 7 years trying to figure out how to keep you off balance during Thanksgiving. Because they didn't want to apologize and tell, I'm sorry, we know he sucked as a president. But they didn't want to tell you that. They didn't want to talk about their buyer's remorse. So they continued to gloat. And you let them. You should have been out there going, yeah, what about your Obamacare? What about your don't ask, don't tell, repeal, and all that nonsense? What has your man done? Oh, by the way, you know that massive debt that's going up year after year, this quantitative easing, which is nothing more than affirmative action for a black president. What about that? All this help he's supposed to be giving people, all this bringing the nation together, right, with all of this peaceful coexistence now. Whites and blacks were going to get along. Men and women were going to get along. The gays and the straights were going to get along. The Muslims and the Christians were going to get along, and the Jews or whatever else. And none of it happened. And now they, Donald Trump is so divisive. He's terrible. You know who's divisive? Leftists are divisive. They think of people in buckets, and that's all they can think of. Kevin, you're black. You do vote Democrat, right? No. What? Okay, you need to be in prison. Can I kill you? Can I hang you? Can I lynch you, black man? Because that's what they want to do. You don't have to believe me. I have the emails to prove it. I have the emails that say, you ought to be strung from a tree. I'd like to kill you, your whole family, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because I ain't fitting in their little pigeonhole. That's what they got a problem with. But they want you to be cordial over Thanksgiving when Donald Trump is president, right? You should be in there going, yeah, how about that tax cut? Look at the size of our turkey this year. This is the fattest turkey I've had in a year. I've never had a turkey this fat under Obama. We couldn't even have dressing. I couldn't afford to buy, what do you have, like pumpkin pie. I couldn't afford pumpkin pie. You can afford it all under Trump. You're winning, and you should be talking about this at Thanksgiving. I know, I have a friend, he's like, everybody should just get along. I screw that. If you go to Thanksgiving, you go in there with your Trump hat, your Trump socks, you know, with the little fuzzy hair on it, and your Trump, your MAGA shirt and the whole deal, and you say, what's up, y'all? I'm for Donald Trump. Trump in the house. Say whatever you want. You need to let people know you're a Trump supporter. You know what's funny? People won't even do this in their own home. Oh, the kids are coming, and I don't want to offend the kids. You know, they're coming to my... They're coming to your house. You want to be offended? You're going to cook me a meal. It's going to be tough to offend. Because I'm going to go in there and go, I don't even care. Thank you for this glorious meal. Let's pray before that meal. You going to pray before your Thanksgiving meal? I'm just curious. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I pray before meals. People look up like, what's he doing over there? Praying before his meal. So I teach all my kids. They pray before their meals. Yeah. Don't keep your mouth shut, folks. You got a lot to be proud of. You got Thanksgiving and Christmas stuff coming up. And I said earlier that Donald Trump ought to make Black Friday the day he releases the IG report, because it's going to be a sad end of the year for the Democrats. Anybody that supported Adam Schiff, the Barney Fife of Congress, you are going to be in for a rude awakening. All you Holly weirdos, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats got problems fundraising. Democrats got problems with candidates that are still declaring. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They are still looking for the great white hope. Democrats have a problem with perception. They have a problem with the truth. Barack Obama is not considered a big deal. Michelle Obama is not considered a big deal. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe it for a second. You got massive problems. Welcome. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I am Kevin Jackson. The Democrats have, in almost every aspect, have had a fall from grace that, quite frankly, they may not recover from for quite some time. Media. Media is a joke. You don't take it seriously, and neither do most of the people that listen to the media. I'm talking about on the left. They don't even take it seriously. Yeah, they can try their drip campaigns, and you know what Donald Trump does? He comes in with a tweet, and he undoes everything that the Democrats have said up to that point, everything the leftists have said. One tweet, undone. Poked a hole in the balloon. Doesn't take a genius, folks, to know when somebody has been peddling influence, and now that they've lost the influence, they don't have the ability to get the money. And that's what's happening to the Clintons. The Clintons are a cautionary tale for all of these Democrats, politicians in general. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You shouldn't be trying to curry favor the way Biden did. Oh, don't investigate my son, Hunter, the crackhead, and I'll give you this $1 billion. Nobody's saying a word. That's why Adam Schiff is having a real problem selling impeachment, because people are going, now, wait a minute. Donald Trump, you got hearsay telephone calls, but with Biden, you have actual video of him saying it. No hearsay, straight from the horse's mouth, and it doesn't even come up in the hearings. It didn't pass the smell test. And that's what the problem that Schiff has, is his stuff doesn't pass the smell test. In fact, before we go on, let's play the Schiff quote where he's asked, he's looking for a way out, for the record. And he's asked, what if it's a partisan vote that none of the Republicans defect and even some Democrats go and vote with the Republicans? What's going to happen? Because we could go into, should we go into this? Because I do want to talk about the impeachment stuff and the long range, what the strategy. Let's stick with this topic for now. So anyway, Schiff is asked about a partisan impeachment, and here's what he has to say.
I'm not at this point, Jake, prepared to say what I'll recommend. And ultimately, if only Democrats vote to impeach the President, President Trump, and Republicans, and maybe a couple Democrats, do not vote to impeach him, vote against that, doesn't that suggest that this is a partisan impeachment? Wouldn't that hurt the credibility of the impeachment that only Democrats vote to support it?
I think what it will mean if we decide that we cannot accept this kind of conduct in the President of the United States, and the Republicans decide that because of the President's party, or because they're afraid of a primary, for whatever reason, they cannot vote to support impeachment, I think it'll mean a failure by the GOP to put the country above their party. And it will have very long-term consequences if that's where we end up. And if not today, I think Republican members in the future, to their children and their grandchildren, will have to explain why they did nothing in the face of this deeply unethical man who did such damage to the country.
So I want to start beginning at the beginning where Schiff says, I'm not prepared to say what I will recommend. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to, or listening to, rather. You probably are talking to me. Yeah, Kev, explain it, bro. Anyway, what I'll recommend. So I've already told you that, and the Democrats can prove me wrong, because if they want to prove me wrong, they're going to be, it's based on stupidity. I'm talking abject stupidity beyond measure. You can't measure it. Schiff would be absolutely insane to do a referral for impeachment. He may do it, but I'm going to tell you how he's insane if he doesn't. I've already explained it in case you've listened to the show. It's not a secret. It's not like I'm going to just do it now, but you'll have multiple references if you want to go back and listen to the podcast. But here's why. Schiff railroaded he orchestrated all this nonsense about these hearings. Completely orchestrated. So if he wants to continue this, he's got to vote for impeachment. Then it goes to the Senate. And the Senate is not going to call witnesses that have third-party, fourth-party knowledge of Trump. He's going to call the Bidens. He's going to call Schiff and his staffers. He's going to call people and say, show me this process and how this came to be. He's going to subpoena records. And this stuff could drag into the long term. And the polling's already proving that the Democrats are up a creek. People don't want Trump impeached. And as much as they've tried to sell it, they can't even get the majority of their base to impeach him. So they'd be crazy to do it. But you know what? Democrats are crazy. I've seen them act not in their own behalf. But anyway, he says, he's asked by Jake Tapper, what if it's only Democrats or Republicans? It'll show that the Republicans are putting party before, you know, the people. And that's not true. One of my friends, he wrote me a note. He says, Kevin, because people keep comparing Schiff to McCarthy. You guys remember McCarthy? The Red Scare? He accused people of being communists in our government? Well, here's the difference. McCarthy was right. This is what my friend wrote. And it made me think, he's exactly right. McCarthy was right. We had communists infiltrating the government. I don't know that everybody he claimed to be a communist was, but they had to defend themselves, and that part wasn't right. But he was right on principle. The problem with Schiff, Schiff's dead wrong. Schiff is the person who's the communist who's saying, I'm going to rule. I don't care if you're a dear leader. I'm going to rule from here. I'm stronger than the president. I will get this president. And what he's saying, and I'm going to tell you, folks, that the most scary thing about this to me are guys like Schiff, scariest people in the world. They're your neighbor who will ruin your life over the length of your grass or a plant, a bush that's on their side a little bit too far and you haven't trimmed it up or you let the rose petals fall over there. They will ruin your life and won't even think twice about it. That's my problem with these guys. There are no limits to how far they're willing to go to make sure that you know they are in power. Just understand, if you cross Hillary Clinton, if you cross Schiff, if you cross Schumer, think about Rand Paul. I'm just using him as an example. Do you think Rand Paul would want to ruin your life if you cross? Rand Paul would be like, yeah, I hope you have a better day. Yeah, I mean, but these leftists, well, they want to ruin. They want to make sure that you have generational ruin. We'll do that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When the time is right, all good things happen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, when asked about testifying in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, the president has tweeted that he would love for Pompeo and others to testify if he would be willing to do so. The director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy urges House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to pass the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was ratified by Mexico in June.
It's not the White House that's holding this up.
President Trump did his job months ago. He kept the campaign promise to renegotiate NAFTA.
Navarro speaking there on Fox News. And President Trump taking part in a White House tradition by pardoning two turkeys the week of Thanksgiving. These two turkeys named Bread and Butter were pardoned by the president in the Rose Garden. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A comedian by the name of Dave Smith decided to explain what the alt-right was a response to. And he's saying, you leftists have pushed people to become the so-called alt-right. Now, I love how people try to pigeonhole folks and say, you're alt-right or you're whatever. Look, I'm for righteousness. I'm for truth. I bet you're the same way. And you put whatever label you want on me, I'll accept it. I don't really care. Because I know what I stand for. But this guy's a leftist, and he's trying to make sense of what the left is doing, and he's saying, you know what? I kind of understand these guys that are seeking truth. And again, look him up. His name is Dave Smith. You can find your, do your research about him. But here's what he says. We cut it out, cut some of it down, because he says he repeats some things, and then, of course, he curses a bit, and we cut most of that out. But anyway, here's a link.
And if you have the left who's lecturing white people about so many of the social justice woke left people hate white people. It's so obvious. And their message is basically the following. It goes, we're playing identity politics. I want to see more people of color in positions of power. I want to see more women in positions of power. So in other words, everyone except white men, I want to see in more positions of power. And it is a horrible, horrible thing to be a minority. Even when a society has written laws and done all these things to make it better for minorities, it's a horrible thing to be a minority. And we hate white people. And by the way, white people are going to be a minority in a few years in this country. That is their message. I'm really not adding much to it. Can you understand where there might be a movement of white people who aren't looking forward to being a minority? When people are literally telling them, we hate you and it's horrible to be a minority? Do you get where it comes from? I'm just saying, do you see what's happening here? I mean, do you see what the grievance is? Do you want to try? If you're not going to address what the grievances are, how do you even, like, have this conversation? It's like, do you think that the left... The left who talk about the browning of America and the evils of white men. Do you think when white people become a minority in this country, they're going to go, okay, we're even. Water under the bridge. We don't hate white people anymore. Or do you think they're going to go, now's the time to really put the boot on the neck? I'd understand being concerned. I'd understand being concerned about it.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. He's right. Your response is a natural response to being lied about. That's what he doesn't know how to break it down into its real core. Your response is a natural response to being lied about. When people say, you're a racist, and you go, how can I be racist when, you know, my family is interracial? Maybe your kids are interracial. Your friends are of all kinds of, you know, hues. It isn't like you go around, you know, like these neo-Nazis and what have you. The average American is not racist in any way. They might have prejudices. They might say, man, I'm sick of these black people always giving me grief at the DMV or giving me grief when I order food or whatever. They may have a prejudice. If you're a waiter, you may go, God, I don't want to wait on black folks because they don't tip. And it wouldn't be your fault. But that doesn't make you racist. It doesn't make you anything except a realist. I will tell you this. I take stereotypes very seriously. And I've prided myself on saying I'm not going to be the guy that perpetuates a stereotype. Cops pull me over. I'm the nicest dude on the planet. For waiters and waitresses, I tip them phenomenally. Minimum of 20% unless the service is really bad. Minimum. Some I do a little more. I want to take that stigma off. I want the next guy that walks in to get great service. Does he earn it? No, I earned it for him. You pay it forward. I'm sure there are people, women, who've worked in jobs and say, I got to do a much better job because I'm going to show them that hiring women is a good thing. I'm sure that's true of Latinos. I'm sure that's, I can guarantee you it's true of me and my jobs. I've always said, I'm going to overperform. What we used to say is, promise little, deliver much. That kind of thing. So, you know, you are a creation. You sometimes things challenge you to be better because of the stereotypes or because of the negative stuff. We get that fixed. Jeez. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, yeah, we got to get new ones. Anyway, a little inside baseball here at the studio. Well, listen, all I'm saying is these things that challenge us make us better. They make us want to be better for whatever reason. Look, I'm a plain old American, but I do understand that there are prejudices out there. There are assumptions made. And there'll be a day where nobody makes an assumption about anybody. They won't make an assumption about black people tipping. They won't make an assumption about Orientals or Asians. That's what we call them now, right? Asians driving. I said that just to make some liberals mad. You know they got triggered. Did he just say Oriental? Anyway. So, you know, but I look at these leftists who will do anything to further their cause. And every stereotype that they throw at you, you could easily use against them. But we just don't. We don't fight. Oh, boy. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I really wanted to talk about the Clinton Foundation. Oh, man. No more gravy train for the Clintons. No more ability to peddle influence. Thus, the money's dried up. We talked about this, a year ago? Over a year ago, I bet you. We talked about the Clinton Foundation being under investigation and all the things. You would think, I mean, it's easy to see that when Hillary Clinton doesn't have the ability to broker all these deals and launder money and do whatever that crooked foundation was doing, the money dried up. Gone are the days, folks, of the $500,000 speeches and $8 million for travel. The Clinton Foundation money sources look like a Death Valley landscape, and it's overdue. It's long overdue. Bill Clinton began setting this strategy up when he left the White House. Hillary Clinton took the State Department job because they figured out she would be better off at the State Department than she was at BP. Also, Obama did it for his own safety, because if you make Hillary Clinton your VP, let me just give you two words. Seth Rich. Go look that up. So anyway, she became Secretary of State, claimed that they were going to make these lines of distinction between the foundation and that, and she's got more blurred lines than anybody. She used that office in order to enrich her RICO, her family racketeering organization. Peter Schweitzer wrote this: all that money's dried up, literally. The Clinton Foundation has had a hard time raising money because they don't have the influence to sell. They don't have power, access to sell. And I think is the primary evidence for what the Clinton Foundation was all about. The Clinton Foundation literally raised 10% of what it did in 2009 when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. And the international numbers are even worse. The foundation posted its third straight year of losses following Clinton's defeat in the 2016 elections and according to 2018 tax documents. Couldn't have happened to a better group of scoundrels. They can't find the money anymore. They lost $16.8 million on revenue of $30.7 million. Let me tell you what that $30.7 million is. It's people who pledged money to the foundation and left it there. Left those pledges. It's a couple of hangers-on. Some people that still feel like the Clintons may come back into power like they're some exiled despot. Anyway, they say it's posted roughly $16 million in losses every year since 2015 when it had roughly $116 million in revenue. And that was a bad year. Now, I want you to remember how easy it was for the Clintons to raise billions of dollars years ago. I mean, they were flush with cash. Money coming in from all over the place. A who's who of James Bond villains who the Clinton family happily solicited in these pay-for-play schemes. But their days are numbered. I used to tell folks, if you went to New York and you went to the Haitian embassy, the Clinton Foundation office, Haitians would be picketing Bill Clinton. They practically do it every day. The Clintons promised billions of dollars of aid to Haiti and delivered nothing. They delivered like a water treatment plant or a school. And both of the Clintons put their brothers, Roger Clinton and the other one, Bill's brother, they put him in charge of stuff that they know nothing about. This is Hunter Biden stuff with fingerprints all over it. All of them. That's why Joe Biden decided he was going to get in on the racket. He just wasn't sophisticated enough to pull it off.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let's cover some pretty quick news, because we got so much to talk about. Every day, I'm not kidding you guys. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Every day we run out of time to talk about what I think are meaty issues. What do we say we're going to call these segments? Like, did you know, or would you need to know, or something like that? Well, it's kind of like that. So anyway, here's the Duke of York speaking on Epstein, because we now know that the two security guards, it was dereliction of duty. Epstein gets killed, according to Dr. Bodden, who's one of the premier, you know, guys that looks at you after you're dead, you know, does the autopsies. He says this dude was killed. So anyway, here's what the Duke of York had to say about this. Remember, he was married to Fergie.
He was your guest as well. In 2000, Epstein was a guest at Windsor Castle and at Sandringham. He was brought right into the heart of the royal family at your invitation.
But certainly at my invitation, not at the royal family's invitation. But remember that it was his girlfriend that was the key element in this. He was the, as it were, plus one to some extent in that aspect.
Am I right in thinking you threw a birthday party for Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, at Sandringham?
No, it was a shooting weekend.
A shooting weekend.
Just a straightforward shooting weekend.
But during these times that he was a guest at Windsor Castle, at Sandringham, the shooting weekend, we now know that he was and had been procuring young girls for sex trafficking.
We now know that. At the time, there was no indication to me or anybody else that that was what he was doing. And certainly, when I saw him either in the United States, when I saw him in the United States, or when I was staying in his houses in the United States, there was no indication, absolutely no indication.
Well, I'll say this, you don't know everything about your friends, but you kind of know a little bit about, I'll give him a pass. I'm not going to condemn the dude, but I think there were some shenanigans that went on, because Epstein was killed. But I like how he says, the royal court or whatever didn't invite him in. I invited him in. You know, like, he's going to fall on the sword. Okay, whatever. We're probably never going to know everything we're supposed to know about Epstein, but I would watch the movie. I don't know how you feel. I would watch that movie. This dude, man, he led one. He made Hugh Hefner look like a choir boy. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Hey, here's one. Healthcare coverage. Yeah, this is, we're finding out the devastation of Obamacare, but I loved how when I listened to this clip, they were trying to make it sound like it was Trump's issue. But check it out.
The economy may be strong, but more and more people don't have health insurance. The Census Bureau reports the proportion of Americans without coverage went up in 2018 for the first time in a decade when the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare kicked in. The agency says the increase appears to be the result of a decline in coverage under public health programs.
You could give a clinic in how they position these news stories. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson here. So they say the economy may be strong, but... No, the economy isn't maybe strong. The economy is strong. And there is no but. Be happy that people are finally able to get their insurance coverage back. They don't want to give you the real numbers under Obamacare. If I were Donald Trump, I would just go back and I would say, we're going to look at everything that this guy did. We're going to look at all the numbers that were reported during that time, and we're going to revise them. We're going to see exactly how things stood and whether these guys were lying or not. Because they were liars. They were liars. They knew Obamacare was horrible. But I love how they put that. They wanted to be, okay, the economy is good, but things still aren't that good for people with health care. I don't know about you. I'll put it to you this way. Since Trump has been president, I haven't been to the doctor, but I have looked at my 401k. I am happy about that. I'm also happy about the price of gold. It's rare that both the market and gold go up. But anyway, that was one I wanted to play. How about this one? You know why I like this particular clip? Because this is CNN having to come to grips with what's about to occur. The Christmas present that conservatives are about to get. And we've been talking about this particular subject with the FBI and this guy that altered the document. But I love that CNN had to face the music. This is Wolf Blitzer. I don't know who he's talking to, but listen to the clip.
The origins of the Russia probe and what, there's somebody under investigation right now?
That's right, Wolf. This is an investigation that began and was found as part of the probe that's being done by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Justice Department. And what he found was that there was an employee at the FBI who altered a document that was used in the preparation for one of the FISA warrants, one of the warrants, surveillance warrants that was done against Carter Page, who was the Trump campaign aide. This document, whatever changes were made, was substantive enough to change the meaning of the document. We don't know a lot more about it. We don't know, for instance, whether without this change the FISA would have been approved or not, but it is a substantive change that was made to this document. And Michael Horowitz confronted this FBI employee during one of the interviews that was done as part of this review. And that person admitted to making that change. So now this is part of a criminal investigation that's being done by John Durham, who is the prosecutor in Connecticut, who was appointed by Bill Barr, the attorney general, to do a wide-ranging review of everything that was used, all the intelligence that was gathered to begin what became the Mueller investigation. So, again, this is an altered document. There's a lot we don't know about this employee and what the motivations were, but it is a big deal, obviously, for you to make a change to a document, to alter it in any way, and that's why it's
so an FBI agent's under investigation. Clearly, this is going to reverberate and provide ammunition to the president and his allies that this whole Russia investigation was criminally wrong.
Exactly. I mean, look, this is exactly what people close to the president have been saying, that the FBI committed wrongdoing in starting this investigation. And so the question now, obviously, is what are the details are going to be part of the Horowitz report that's going to be released on December 9th, and how much political hay the president's allies are going to make about it.
Let me bring Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. What's your reaction, Preet?
Well, that's kind of an alarming bit of news.
Welcome back. I love that. So at the very end, he brings in Preet Bharara. I don't know if you guys know who he is. Trump fired him. Yeah, Trump let him go. And this is a guy that has been staunchly anti-Trump. And now on CNN, on Wolf Blitzer, they got a guy that's going, look, this is bad. This is what was the origins of what became the Mueller investigation and all the dots that are connected. I mean, you know this. And so now they got to face the music. And then they bring in a guy who cannot stand Donald Trump. And what's he say? He goes, this is really bad news. Wolf, he set the stage. Trump is going to be able to say, I told you. What happens? I want you just to understand. I want you to go with me for a minute. Let's have the thought exercise of Donald Trump has been saying he's innocent. Well, first of all, let's go back. He's been talking about the fake news media. He's been talking about criminals coming over from Mexico, and we've got to protect our borders. He's been talking about trade issues and saying we're not in a trade war. We've been losing the war. Now we're getting ready to get our money back. He's chastised NATO and said, you got to pay your bills. He's chastised our foreign policy by saying we don't need to be getting in wars all over the place, and particularly need to be pulling out of the Middle East. He set up, going back to trade, he set up his own trade deals, saying this is going to be better for the country. MAGA, Make America Great Again, Tag 2, America First. And I could go on. He's told black people, what do you have to lose? He's gone on to build what most people consider to be the strongest economy America has had ever. Lowest unemployment for blacks, Latinos, and women, and getting lower. Close the wage gap between millionaires and middle class, etc. And so in other words, now he gets to come out and go, I told you. I told you they were lying. I told you they were setting me up. But you know what? We fought. I fought the law, and the law didn't win. And now, what are the Democrats going to have? Wow. They have to cover this on CNN. They are doing mea culpas. They are now looking for ways out of this situation. And let me tell you, I just want to be clear, people listening to my show, Kevin Jackson's show, they're not going to find a way out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.